Go crazy with it.
Okay. Hey y'all, it's Chrissy, and you're now tuned into the Invisible Podcast Radio.
You have officially rolled into season 5, which is fucking dope. Fucking dope. And really just tell me, you know, starting off convo of like, what would you say the first quarter of 22 was looking like? So when you think about, say, January to like right now, because technically June is damn near next month. Well, next week, I'm sorry.
Which is insane.
Crazy as fuck.
That's so crazy. This shit is flying. It's so funny. I feel like so much of time for the past maybe like two and a half years or so.
Yeah.
Everything has been happening so fast and so slowly at the same time. And this first quarter of the year has been a little bit of a whirlwind. Like, I feel like I've had some pretty solid highs, like high highs, and a few lows that like has been a little confusing. But especially like within the last month or two, I feel like I'm gaining a lot of clarity and direction that's been feeling real fucking good.
Come on.
On some individual shit. Like, I feel like I'm really figuring out a new version of myself and like stepping into it. It's kind of like that idea of like trying to start a cool idea you have, but like taking months and months to start it type shit.
Yeah.
But I really feel like I've started it and like I'm traveling down this new path and still some shit I don't know. I'm still very hopeful about a lot of ideas and things that I want to do, which can be scary because consider it like this pandemic and everything. Hope is very weird. It's a very confusing feeling right now. But I'm trying to just hold on to it. Like, I'm feeling real good. I know, you know, last time we was like, this our year. And then we got locked down. So right now I'm like, this my year. But like, please, I really feel like this my year.
I feel it. So tapping back into the inner inertia. So left and the right side of the brain is supposed to talk to each other, but sometimes one dominates more than the other. Sometimes one is completely off and the other one's completely wired. So when you think of just your craft in photography as an art director, honestly, obviously I've seen you on like certain like videos and shit like that. Chrissy, you can dead ass do like styling and shit too. Like, I don't know
why. Styling?
Yeah, styling.
Like, oh, styling.
Yes, ma'am. Like,
you think so?
Dead ass.
Oh my God. I really, crazy. I'm still like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Because I like colors and I like patterns, but I also like to wear all black or something. You know, some West Side shit. I love an all white moment. You know what I'm saying? I'd be looking to other people for inspo.
I feel it. But you make your own mood board too, though.
I do. I be hitting the mood board.
Yes.
Almost every day.
So I'm like, just put some clothes in there.
You know, you're right. Come on.
I feel it. So as a creative, I'm not even going to tap into just one genre. Like, as a creative, what would you say sets you apart of just the West Coast? Because then even the West Coast, that's still broad. So I'm going to say specifically California, right? Because I mean, just being 100, like in my beginnings as a photographer, this was like 20. Technically, I started shooting when I was 16, but like professionally, say like 2013, 14, I started to look at a lot of street photographers in LA. And then Trash Hand, actually, he's from Chicago, but
love him.
Yeah, like met him more than once. Like, this dude is cool as fuck. I felt like a creep. I was walking past Soho in Chicago and he was eating lunch off the patio. I did one of these, like the
Soho.
And zoomed in.
What's crazy is I don't think I've ever seen his face.
He's fucking raw, so.
He's like, so good. Yeah, like, when I first got on Instagram, I was like, it was basically him.
Swear to God, yes.
Oh, Transmental.
Transmental.
Two of my faves.
Hell yeah. Yeah, all of them. I used to do, like, the little photography workshops and shit. Ended up doing stuff with Nike Chicago. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, as we just kind of connect there, like the similarities of just different photographers and getting that inspo. What would you say, honestly, if someone was to see your art, how would they be inspired by you in relation to like what sets you apart from every fucking body else? I'm talking about Chicago, I'm talking about Cali. Why do people hit you up to be their photographer, if that makes sense?
Yeah, okay. I like to frame the question that way.
Yes.
Thinking about why someone inspires me seems like such a, or why I would inspire somebody else seems like such a difficult question.
Okay.
But thinking about why people reach out to me.
Exactly.
I at least often hear that my photos feel very familiar, and I love that because two of, I think, the of my biggest inspirations are family photos, family stories, and music. Like, when I really think about what inspired me to pick up a camera, even when I was a little kid, it was my family photo albums. And not even only mine, like, I would go to my best friend's house or something like that and stare at their photos.
Absolutely.
And be like, yo, like, I would fall in love just, like, with the process of it, seeing these photos. I'm like, damn, how did they do this? How did they capture, like, the perfect moment?
Yeah, kind of thing.
And then I would also stare at CD cover booklets.
Like, hell yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, art as fuck.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's such an art to both of these things.
Yeah.
So when I hear people tell me like, oh, you know, your photography, you know, feels like home. I love the way you capture Black people. Those are like common themes that people tell me when they're reaching out to me. And that feels really good because it feels like little me when I was just like 6 years old, staring at the things that I didn't know at the time, but like staring at the things that were super inspiring.
Yeah.
It just took a long time to figure out how to make that job.
You had to keep shooting. You had to keep shooting.
Exactly.
You, like, swear to God. You was like, wait, hold on.
Right.
This was actually dope as fuck. I knew exactly how you feel. That's what's up. So when you say like working with other Cali, like photographers, right? Like, what's the vibe here in the photography world? I'm curious because I'm coming from Chicago. It's like gritty. Like, I'm the type where I would dead ass go on the street and just blab, like, kneel and just shoot shit.
Right.
You feel me? So what's the difference or the caliber of photography in Cali and Chicago, if you could describe it?
I would say the thing that sticks out to me the most is that most photographers that I met from Chicago are from Chicago.
Okay.
So I feel like we move pretty similarly.
Okay.
Whereas out here, most photographers that I have met aren't from here. I've met a few that are, but aren't from here. So I'm not sure if they're moving different because they're in a new environment, they're, you know, re-inspired in a new way, or if this is like them taking, you know, who they are and bringing it into a new space.
True.
And it also feels very particular considering I didn't get to do, you know, a lot of that networking and like finding my people in person. So what I did during the pandemic was, there was this collective that launched called Black Women Photographers.
Yes.
And I saw that shit. My homie actually, shout out to Rach, she sent it to me and was like, hey girl, check this out. And it was like brand new. The website wasn't even made yet, whatever, whatever. Wow. And I just reached out to them like, hey, Black Woman Photographer here. So you say there's more of us? What's up? Would love to find y'all. So from there, that collective ended up blowing up. It grew like crazy. But because of that, I connected with other photographers, honestly, all across the world. Like, that shit is so massive. It's reaching so many different countries. But we have a group that's in LA that I get to talk to. But most of us, like I said, aren't from here.
Right.
But from that, like, I'm knowing how these other people move. But like, that's another thing too. I feel like I have a very unique experience, at least I think, of like only knowing Black women photographers in LA. Like, I feel like other people are everywhere, especially a white man. We can always find one of those, but I can't say that I've met one yet, and I kind of love it.
That's
this is amazing. Like, you know, I don't feel like that's a very typical story of like knowing how we move, because it wasn't my story in Chicago.
Right.
Like, I'm seeing a lot of little white boys doing street photography, doing really cool shit that I'm inspired by, but it's like, how do I know you? How do I meet you? How do I find these communities and shit like that? And I didn't know how to do that at first.
So if you could have the Chrissy starter pack of bouncing back, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like?
Wow, okay. First of all, first and foremost, you have to figure out what is bringing you joy. Because even in those moments of feeling stuck, you know, maybe we're feeling like depressed, we still know a thing, or we can still find a thing that's going to bring us joy or just have a moment of laughter. So we got to find that. We have to find a way to pull ourselves out of feeling stuck. So for me, that was going on walks. That was, watching wrestling. During the pandemic, when I tell you, I felt like such a kid in some of these moments. WWE was on, I think, Hulu at the time. It got took off since then, but it was on Hulu. So when we were running back, you remember the grocery store trips, girl. It was rough. But we would get stuff just like that made us feel good. Like Capri Suns. I hadn't had a Capri Sun in years.
Kool-Aid Germans.
Okay, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the important things are, like, finding the things that make you feel really good in that moment. And I can understand, like, how sometimes that can go a little left, where it's like, oh, I'm just seeking joy. I'm just, like, running away from the problem.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes in that moment, you need to just feel a little better in order for you to, like, critically think about how to process whatever you're feeling and get out of it for real.
Right.
And sometimes that's watching wrestling, going to the park, getting them toes in that grass.
Right. No socks.
You know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, playing basketball or something like that. To like, I think it's about the act of like really getting something out of you. And so it's like whether you're sweating it out, laughing it out, crying it out, like it's about the release of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would say those are the big ones for me. Oh, and also food. But I thoroughly enjoy food. I love learning about food, eating food.
Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, like I can see the ways that, you know, people can use food in a way that isn't necessarily healthy.
Right.
But if you love cheesecake, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to choose the right restaurant to go to my cheesecake. Yeah.
You better love yourself and get you a slice.
Absolutely. Like, don't go to 7-Eleven, bro.
Don't do it.
Okay?
No, make yourself do real happy. And get that good slice.
I feel it. Release and feel that release, okay?